Good morning. God bless America. Thank you, Lord, for today. Can we stand? I mean, I know we can. I'm hoping. How many have felt a shift this week? Even if it was just little, a shift is a shift. Apostle Zach has been speaking to us about, well, declaring a shift last week. Not just last week, but also, we are made in God's image. How many looked in the mirror today? Okay, Zach did. He's laughing. If you looked in the mirror, and probably everybody did, in 1 John it says, 1 John 4:6, God is love. And then if you read in 1 Corinthians, it says, love is. So think of it from this perspective. This is love. This is God. Love, or God, is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses, or should I say, he refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements nor inflate its own purpose or importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. Love never stops loving. And back to 1 John, God is love. Remember, look in the mirror. We are his image. Do you see love? Do you see the image of love in yourself that comes from God? God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us. And there is no fear in love. As we come and worship him, look in the mirror of his face and know you are loved, and to be loved as he loves and is loved.
Everything that she read is in Jesus. He's patient with us. He's not seeking his own look at me. He's looking to bless us. Whatever it is, that shift that we've been talking about, maybe he's already identified it over this past week and he's walking you through it. And maybe he hasn't. But I want Sarah to read through those one more time. And I want us to just listen to Holy Spirit. What does he want to tell us about himself today for us and for our lives? What does he want us to change in our thinking about who he is, the Son?
Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessing comes to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements nor inflate its importance. Love does not traffic shame or disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. Love never stops loving.
Take what he's spoken to you and carry it as we worship. We hear the word this morning and allow yourself to be changed by what he's speaking to you.
Thank you.
who else is faithful. There's a story of Jacob, and it's a familiar story, but it's amazing how you can read and you can pull out different things that you didn't see before. And so I just want to share a few nuggets that I pulled out of Jacob. From the get-go, I don't know what to say. He just pulled on his brother from the get-go. He came from a good line. He waited till his brother was super weak. Bargained with him to get his birthright and his blessing. Then his father, he lied to his father, and his mother, her counsel was probably questionable. What he was going to offer to the Lord. express it to the Lord, your offering to Him.
Thank you.
thank you, you sing it. You deserve it all.
So yesterday at men's breakfast, Steve gave us a word. The word was reset. And he mentioned that there's going to be some resetting happening tomorrow. Are we excited about that? You know, there's a promise that says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's only the second half. What's the first half? If my people, who is that? That is us, will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. How special are your prayers? How special are they to you? I want to read Revelation 5 again. I read it months ago, but I want to read it again. It's a full piece of paper. Hope you're ready. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll, to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Look again. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out to all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sits on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and another thing. Remember what that was? Golden bowls that were what? The prayers of the saints. If your prayers aren't valuable enough to you, recognize how valuable they are to the King. They are put in the finest material and presented to the King in bowls of gold. Do we recognize that? If my people who are called by name, my name, will humble themselves and pray and fill those golden bowls to present to the King. They sang a new song saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe, every tongue, people, and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." How did we get qualified to be kings and priests? Perhaps by having a little practice filling some golden bowl, huh? You ever think about that? Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures, the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Whose power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing is he to receive? Mine. Right? If I have any praise, it belongs to Him. If I get any glory, it belongs to Him. Any power that I have is only exercised through His authority. It belongs to Him. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to Him who sits on the throne and to His Lamb forever and ever. You deserve the highest praise. Who else is worthy? There is no one, only You, Jesus. This morning as we take this, I don't want me to be the one praying and thanking Him. I want us together to fill a bowl of praise and honor and glory to the only one who is worthy. Don't let it just be me. Each of us this morning, let's speak and declare the glory of God, reminded by what we hold in our hand. Purchased by His blood out of every tribe, nation, tongue, and people, He is worthy. I'll start us. You add your worship to the bowl with me. May we never forget the cost You paid on my behalf. You are worthy because You shed Your blood for me. You are worthy because You laid Your body on the altar for me. All of heaven is in amazement and wonder at the God who would lay Himself down for His creation. Be exalted this morning in our worship. We thank You. You alone are worthy. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
there's no music at the end, which makes it an announcement. And we have more announcements.